Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend.
Turned all my L's into lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nisa, Little Caesar pizza, I be hot and ready. You a Yen rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take care, hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad.
They talking junk and they think these mad trash.
I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned on my L's and
what's up, everybody? You're now listening to Table Talk with Shell, Kay, and Rome.
What's up, y'all?
What up, y'all? It's Wednesday, and we back.
When the motherfucking Wednesday, y'all know what the fuck it is, whoa, man. Y'all know what it is. Man, I'm trying. Motherfucking Shell got me hyped today drinking this motherfucking bootlegger apple. Yes, oh, look at you. Make it ass. hey, anything to get us nice on this winning motherfucking Wednesday. Ain't nothing wrong with it, Shell.
And we also want to let y'all know we was extra winning in the studio today. We put our work in.
Yes, Lord.
We got some coming.
Yes, Lord.
And if y'all think tabletop popping now, y'all just wait a minute.
Yes,
but Lord. Yeah, so we want to thank y'all for tuning in. What we've been working today, y'all, so y'all got to bear with us. We not as organized as we normally are.
Yes.
So our first little segment, what y'all want to talk about, our first little segment, we want to just talk about today, what we want to talk about?
Whole time.
Because we ain't getting it right into the topic.
Oh, okay. And the whole time, did you want to get into the tea? Y'all little pinkies out, y'all little TT.
You hear this?
Y'all little TT.
Our little TT. Okay, so we did not post the Table Talk Tea this past Sunday. Y'all forgive us.
Our apologies.
You know, we're not perfect or anything like that. But we can briefly get into one of them. I think, is this the one that we discussed today, the 50-50? We discussed this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, times have changed. It ain't back in the day. Do you feel as though the man should be the provider in your home, Shell? Do you feel as though you as a woman should have to split everything 50-50 with this man who is the provider of your home?
Mm-hmm.
Some women are like, oh, it don't bother me. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to get my money. And other women is like, he's going to take care of me. I'm going to take care of this house. And that's how that's going to go. So how you feel about that?
Okay, so like we discussed this before. You know what I'm saying? I'm an independent woman. I pay my own bills, take care of my two kids by myself. But, you know, I don't mind splitting the bills. But my thing is, if you do trip my income, I'd expect you to pay a little bit more because I don't make what you make. But at the end of the day, I don't expect you to take care of me 100% because that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been an independent woman. I didn't work until I was 15. So, no, I do not expect anyone to take care of me 100%. And
you ain't got to do.
No. And first of all, I'm not bred to stay home and to be a housewife. I commend those who do that, but that is not me. And it takes the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s. God, this ain't me, honey. This is 2020, and we do things a little different now.
Right.
So how you feel, Kay?
I feel as though 50-50 is definitely okay. I don't have no problem with it. I do like to, you know, have my own say-so over my money, and I feel like if you're depending on someone else to supply you with money, then they're going to ask questions like, what are you doing with your money? Oh, you shouldn't do this with your money. You should, you know, when it's your money, can't nobody tell you, you know, what to do. But like we talked about earlier, you know, if I were to fall off, I would definitely expect my other half to pick up things 100% until I get back on my feet. And like you said, Shell, you had to do that for a man, and a good yes. woman's going to do that because that, you know, you're a team in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, Rome, on the other hand, he said, it ain't no damn 1960, it's 50-50, and he's about to tell y'all why.
Hold tight. I also want to say, Shell, I didn't believe that. I can picture you stay at home.
Clean it up
with your glass of wine.
Yeah,
yes, Lord.
I
believe it, Shell. I believe it. But I also can see the other Shell. Her name will be Cherie. She will be at home with her glass of wine. But with me, my opinion on it, 50-50, that's really cool. That's how it should go. Also agreeing with Kay. Point blank, period. If I fail, pick it up as my wife or as my girlfriend. Who, you know, we together in
right.
this. We a motherfucking team, Jordan and Pippen. You know what I'm saying? Or she gets fired or you know whatever bullshit they do at her job. You know what I'm saying? Bam, I got you. You know, we good. You know.
So what if she come to you like, well, I don't like my job, so I want to quit until I find another one?
That's totally fine. Let's think of a plan, and that's totally fine. Like I said. You know, with that being said, you know, I got kids, so that's cool. You want to quit your job? That's cool. We ain't got to pay money for groceries no more. Shout out to EBT. you know what I'm saying?
Or daycare, huh?
Right.
Or daycare, huh?
Right. Right. So, you know, I'm not really tripping off that too much. Just let's think of a plan and let's, you know, a budget.
Make it work.
Because our budget is going to be totally different now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I feel about it. You know.
Yeah, so, you know, that being said, you know, we are going to get into our topic, but y'all are more than welcome to tune in and speak on the Table Talk Tea as well. If you're holding to speak throughout the show, remember to push 1. And so our topic tonight, we did this, a special little show for Mother's Day, so we felt it was only right to do the same, even though Father's Day just passed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, on his winning Wednesday. So Father's Day just passed. And as we all know on social media, I'm sure y'all have seen it. I definitely have seen it. And you may even know some people that be saying it. The single mom. They feel as though, because they're a single mother, it might be Father's Day, but they feel on social media like, happy Father's Day to me because I'm the only parent. Or, you know, they expect a happy Father's Day from other people. I think, most importantly, let's define... Well, before we get into that, I want y'all's definition of a single mom, because what irritates me personally is the one that's like, oh, Father's Day because I'm a single mom. You are not a single mom if you are getting child support and your child's father is active in their life. Just because y'all are not together and y'all are not in the same household and they not paying your personal bills, you are not a single mother. A single mother is a mother raising her children with no help.
Right.
No financial
That's
help.
Right.
The
That's
daddy
right.
ain't there. So a lot of y'all women have that definition of it. And in my opinion, I'm not advising anything. In my opinion, y'all need to reword that.
Yeah.
Because y'all are not the ones that should get a happy Father's Day on Father's Day. And the whole time you collecting a child support check, you're not a single parent.
Yes.
That's my opinion. You know, so I'm going to pass the phone to Shell, who I feel if you said that you were a single mother, for the most part, you actually say that. You know, luckily for your daughter's father situation, it's a little different. But when it comes to your son, you are a single parent. So
yeah.
We're going to pass the mic to Shell.
All right, y'all. So I give credit where credit is due. So when we get a twist one, I ain't a single mom. You know, I do everything. No, boo. Not everybody's a single mom. You're a single mom with a child.
Exactly.
That's where it's different, okay? So if a man is there and he is in his son or daughter's life,
mm-hmm.
and he is paying you child support, you're not a single mom.
You're not a single mom.
Boo, you're a single woman,
right.
Okay? Because he's doing his part. You just a woman that is single and you're looking for a boo.
Right.
Let's keep it 100.
Right.
Now, that's what Kay is saying. I have a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old. My daughter's father is there. However, comma, my son's father is not. So with my situation, I am pretty much both mommy and daddy. I take care of my son. You know, I do everything for him. I make sure he has everything. You know, I take care of him. I do everything with him. His father comes around every maybe once a month, if that. Not even that. Sometimes we go like 6 to 8 weeks without him seeing his father. So on that note, you don't deserve
a happy Father's Day
because at the end of the day, I do everything for our son. So when it comes to my son, I deserve a happy Mother's Day. You don't have to say happy Father's Day to me, but...
But you know, it's some women out there, they live...
No. You don't have to say that to me
Father's
because
Day.
I know what I do. I'm a woman, and I know what I do for both of my kids, but I get pissed off when people wish him a happy Father's Day because that nigga don't deserve that shit because that motherfucker don't do shit, okay? At the end of the day, like, I do everything. He ain't winning on this Wednesday, y'all. Like, this nigga don't do shit. So I get offended when people are like, oh, happy Father's Day. And I want to be the petty Pisces part of me. I want to be like, y'all motherfuckers don't wish that nigga shit because he don't deserve that title. I deserve that title, but I'm not going to be petty. But people that know Shell know what I do when it comes to both of my kids. So y'all women got to get it together. Boo, if the daddy is there, he paying child support there, boo, you're not a single mom, you're a single woman. So get it right.
Yes, Lord. Shell had to preach just now, y'all. Hey, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Whole time this topic really came up this week because of me. So I had called my sister, you know, this week, wished her a happy Father's Day. And at the end of the day, my sister's baby father, he is in the kid's life, and he does provide. But I wished her happy Father's Day because my sister is an all-around mom. Like, you know, she got five kids.
She do everything.
Yeah, she got five kids. She leave work early to go take them to their practices.
She work more than one job.
Yeah, work more than one job, then go back to work, and, you know, then come back and come pick them up, you know. Yes, I do help. But, you know, at the end of the day, my sister is an all-around super mom. But when I called her and said happy Father's Day, She said, hey, you don't got to wish me happy Father's Day. She was like, my day is Mother's Day. This is y'all's day. She was like, I really don't really care for that when they do that. And I thought about it, damn.
That's
like,
a good topic.
Yeah, that's a good motherfucking topic. And at the end of the day, it's true because it, just like Shell said, there's women out there that, you know, they want it. And some of them do deserve it. But then it's the ones you look at like, give them the side eye. Bitch, what you mean? I was just with my
like,
man.
I was just with him when he brought you that new Jordan,
and I was just with him when he cash apped you. Like, he cash apped you every Friday, come see his kids, come get his kids every other weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that. You know, it's a toss up. You just don't know what the people
hear. It is a toss up. And I think to the fathers, like I said in the beginning of the show, the ones that aren't, like, just because you're not living together, if you are actively, you know, involved in your child's life and you are paying child support, I feel like it's very disrespectful for the mother to take Father's Day away from the dad. Like, it might not be the situation you want, but let's be real. Being a parent means being active in your child's life and helping to take care of them financially. There's a whole million other things that are included, but that's what it comes down to. Okay, I guess that's the month. That's the dollar ching chang. That's the dollar ching chang. You know what I'm saying? It is about the money too, because you can't do one parent can't do everything by themselves. But don't take that from the dads that's out here that just because they don't want to be with you, you a single mom. That's not how that works.
That's what we call the bitter baby mama club.
The bitter baby mama club. You need to get another title on Father's Day, maybe Super Mom Day or something. But you ain't no damn father.
No.
And if your child has a father, you don't have that right.
Right.
My opinion, again, I'm open to everybody's opinion. I'm not here to judge, but I'm allowed to give mine, and that's what it is.
Right.
So, you know, Winning Wednesday. We got a caller already because I knew somebody was going to want to get something off their chest. So we're going to get right into our first caller. Are you there?
Hey, guys. It's Miss Donna.
Hello, Miss Donna.
Hey, Miss Donna.
Hey.
You're all sick of you.
Hey, Miss Donna.
Come on.
What she said, come on,
well,
Rome.
I was supposed to actually agree with you, Rome. With the, you know,
appreciate
the saying happy Father's Day to moms and so forth and so on. I do agree to that, because how often do you hear men out there saying, or women out there saying Happy Mother's Day to men? You know what I'm saying? So let
right.
the men have their day. Let the woman have their day regardless. So, I mean, I do agree with you on that. And not to take away from the moms that are doing both jobs, but there's a day for dads and there's a day for moms. And the other thing is, too, is Kiandra, I agree with you, or Kay, I agree with you, probably 99%. The only thing I would say on your take on as far as being a single mom or not being a single mom, if a man is only paying child support and that's it, if he's not there for graduation, birthdays, you know, school functions,
right.
spending time with the children, so forth and so on, then yes,
then
you are
a single mom.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I said. I said you're not a single mom if you're getting child support or financial help and the father is active. It includes both of them now. If he's just active, and there go that dollar cha-ching too. If he's just active and he's not paying child support, or he's just paying child support and he's not active, then yes, I feel like that other parent is a single parent. But if you're collecting a check from him every month and he is there and he is helping you with school clothes and he is picking the kid up every other weekend, just because y'all are not together, you're not a single mother. If you're getting help financially and he's physically there, you're not a single parent to me. You're not.
And I also think, too, if they're not paying child support for whatever reason, as long as it's a legitimate reason, you know, maybe trying to get on a suite or whatever, but I would rather the man be there, you know, mentally, physically for that child.
Yes.
And help in all aspects of bringing that child up before getting money. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
as a mom, we're going to do what we got to do anyway.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm not going to say that the money is a bonus, because, you know, you are 50%, you know, part in bringing this child into the world. So you need to provide everything. But everybody's situation is different, and not all men can do it right off the bat. But as long as they're working towards that, and if you're there for that child, I would have much more respect for you, at least if you're there for every function,
yeah.
you know, talk to the child and everything. So that's my take on that.
I like it. I'm with you.
Well, thank you. All right, y'all. Have a good
thank
night.
Thank you.
Oh, once again. All right. Bye.
Yes. Good night. So, y'all, there we have it. Our first call is pretty much on the same page as we are. And I'm not trying to offend nobody, because I know it's a lot of y'all women out here that really have a hard time. You got the bet. You got, right. You got, you got to beg for the child support. You know what I'm saying? You know. Yeah. But we're going to get into our next caller, because that's what we do. Caller, are you there?
And I hope you're winning today.
On this Wednesday, y'all
take
the line.
Caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Who this?
This is Trinita.
Okay.
Oh, Trinita, hey, girl.
Trinita about to give us
hey.
A welcome,
Bam.
Welcome. What is your take? Trinita?
Well, first of all, I've never been wanting to be acknowledged as a man. Because I'm too good of a woman. So don't ever
right.
come to me and say Happy Father's Day. I don't care what I
right.
do. Now, secondly, I've had the ability to have father and not have father. My girls had a daddy in their life and was always there. Still there today. You know, Kay.
Right.
You
Amen.
Know. Still there
yes.
today. She don't do nothing pretty much for herself. Her daddy's still taking care of her, and she's 35. Anyway, and the other half with the boys, you know, I had them boys for 17 years, and the first 4 years or so, maybe 5 years, I had help with him. He was there, but then he was gone. So
mm-hmm.
I struggled. For the better part. Don't even try that. I struggle for the better part. And I never wanted to be called no man. Don't call me up on Father's Day and wish me no happy father because I ain't no man. I don't want,
right,
and I'm a woman regardless. And just like I couldn't teach them how to do certain things as a man, don't acknowledge me as a man.
Right.
You know? So that's where I'm at about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm with you 100%. And like you said, you know, you if you want to break it down when it comes to your girls, you're not a single mother. When it comes to your boys, you
nope.
were a single mother.
Nope. That's so, right. It was teamwork.
You know,
it was
so,
teamwork. Teamwork with
right.
the girls. And that's what it is still to this day. It's teamwork. You know, even when you're grown, you still got to be amicable towards him and his family or what have you, which a lot of people can't do. But, I mean, you just got to work on it. Don't go
that's
don't exclude everybody and say I'm the daddy. No, you're not. You ain't putting that
right.
more than a drop of. You are not a sperm donor.
Right. That's the ones that kill me when they get on there. Like, I'm the mama and the daddy, but you're getting the whole child support check and the daddy's there. He's just not with you. You're not a single mother.
If you're the daddy, then why are you asking for child support?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's my question.
You.
If you're the daddy, why are you asking for child support?
Right. Look, A's gonna burn. He, boss man, gonna burn that thing up tonight, y'all.
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you, Trudy.
Okay, I'm
giving. Appreciate your
call.
All right,
I'm going in the store to go shopping.
Right.
I'll call you. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Trudy.
All right. So yeah, I mean, you got to pay for them kids. You made them. You got to pay for them. You know. And you can't be out here bashing your baby mother and doing this and doing that because she's saying she's a single mother if you're not contributing. Because at the end of the day, if you're not helping her, that's exactly what she is. You've left her to be that.
The single mom.
So we get it. You know, we understand there's a lot of women out here that really, you know, they struggling. Like, they doing everything by themselves. And on Father's Day, the dads, in that situation, y'all don't deserve a happy Father's Day because you're not being a father.
Mm.
But let's not take away from the fathers that are. And right, they're doing it, but you're just mad because he ain't doing it with you. You ain't single.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, so next caller, because we got the people lit, y'all.
Yes.
They lit. Next caller, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Malika.
Hey, girl. How you doing on this Wednesday?
Oh, I'm good. I like this topic.
Well, what's up? Give us your say.
Because I agree with you because I'm a single woman with a child, but I would never accept a Father's Day, a happy Father's Day from somebody because, for one, my son definitely knows who his father is and he's active, even though he's far away. So I don't agree with people saying, like, happy Father's Day. If the man is around and the child knows who the father is and he's paying child support, she's definitely an active father, so you can't. You do your mother duty and take your mom's day and go on about your business. So I don't think that you should be getting the happy Father's Day if you're a single woman with a child. Not a single mom.
Right.
Single mom.
Right. It just needs to be.
Right.
No it needs
help.
To be reworded.
Yeah.
It needs to be reworded.
Yeah.
And
if
those
you
of you
help
that don't
him,
know,
he's a father.
He's a father, exactly. And for the listeners
right.
that don't
so.
Know, Malika's situation is her child's father is 9 hours away, but he's still an active father.
He's still active.
And yeah. So even in her case, where technically, if we're going to be technical. You know, she has this child the majority of the year. She's not sitting here calling and she's a single mother
exactly.
because she's not. So if you have your child's father close and he's doing what he's supposed to do and paying child support, then you damn sure don't have the right to be talking about you to mommy
you're
and the single day.
Woman, boo.
That's right.
You're a single mother.
That's
exactly.
right. That's right. Well, we appreciate your take.
Lord.
And your call,
right.
as always.
Always.
Thank you for calling.
You winning today, Malika.
Right.
You winning today,
Malika. Ew. Thanks, Malika. But yeah, that's a perfect scenario. You
yeah.
know, that's a perfect scenario. This is somebody who majority of the time does have her child due to the lack, you know, there's distance between them. There's several states between them. But if she can... accept that Father's Day is not for her, a lot of y'all would have got the game twisted. And
but you know what? With your situation, your bonus son is a few steps away from you. But you want to know what? You know, Kay and her fiance see son more than my son's father that is 30 minutes away.
Right.
And that's really sad.
And that's why you can say that you're
a
single mother.
Yeah, like, they see him more than my son sees his father.
And he's local.
Damn near local.
Right.
So it's like, when these women are like, oh, I'm a single mom. No, girl, you're not.
Right.
And I'm a true single mom. No, boo, you're a single woman.
Right.
I got to understand the definition of single woman, single mom.
Right.
And like I said, I guess kudos to y'all for driving over to South Carolina. Because
yeah.
a lot of people are not going to do that.
It's not cheap, and
you
it's
know,
very, very tight.
Yeah, like, y'all got him the summers, his breaks, and every other, you
the
know,
holidays.
Month, and still paying the child support.
Right.
Like, a lot of women, they don't have that privilege. You
right.
know what I'm
With the dad right down the damn
exactly.
street.
And I wish to God I had that situation every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all my inspiration, and people getting their feeling like, look, I don't want to hear your excuse. What's the name? Because I have somebody that, they live a couple of states away from their child.
Right.
And they say they child more than you.
Right.
So what's the name? What's your excuse?
What's your reason?
Shout out to my dog, Freak.
Okay. That's right. Shout out to you, bae. Damn. We blowing up, y'all. I was going to tell y'all. Table talk, you having the tea. We be spilling the tea. We going to get into our next caller if you're there. You there, caller?
Hey, tell me you want to win today.
Hey, y'all. Happy Winning Wednesday.
Hey, boo. Who it is?
Kai.
What's yes. Two shows in a row. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I know.
Yes. So what's up with it?
I was taking a nap, so I didn't hear everybody's views on it. However, mine is, I don't really feel like whether you're a single mother or not, Father's Day is strictly for a man. I feel like that goes into showing, you know, your kids and things like that. How do you decipher genders and things? Father's Day, Mother's Day, you're not a man. So even though you're a single mother, either way, you had your day, Mother's Day. Father's if your child's father isn't an active father, keep it pushing on Father's Day, nigga. We ain't even got to worry about it.
Right.
That's not for you to celebrate. You celebrate your father then. You know, and that's really...
Oh, right. Don't get on Facebook talking about Happy Father's Day to me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just not that deep. That's really just women just always being greedy. Nigga, you had your day. Go on and sit down somewhere. That's really how I feel. I don't get mad at the ones that do celebrate it, because you do got some women that's out here busting their ass. My son's father was gone for 4 years, and he wasn't able to do anything for his son. But he still was in his child's life. His child still knew him. You can't just say, because at the end of the day, a lot of women that do that, they're like y'all said, their baby father is doing stuff for the child. Now, you could be an active father and be broke as fuck. So you still
hell yeah.
A single mother.
You're preaching today, Slim.
And then let's also, you know, keep in mind that, like the other lady said, a woman can't produce a child without a man. So there's no way you can represent a man on Father's Day. That's just not you. It's things that a woman can't teach a child.
Yep.
That's why both parents are important, whether you have a daughter or a son. You can't teach your boy how to be a man, and you can never show your daughter a father's love. So you cannot celebrate that day. It's just not for you. So
absolutely.
That's
I love it.
You so well.
I love
you
it.
Know what? I raised you so well.
I love
well.
It, Kyra. I really do. Shout out to you,
bro.
We appreciate it.
Welcome home, my dog, Dre.
Yes.
Welcome home.
No, oh, no. Dre got kicked to the curb.
Oh, no.
Out on the table.
Not on the table. Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you, boo, for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yep, y'all keep doing this. I'm in here every week.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that was our little first half was jumping, y'all. We already got to go to break. So we'll see y'all in a few minutes.
Yes, Lord.
Axel.
I'ma get to him like that. Fuck. You know the vibes. Fuck. Free souls.
Be me and swag.
Wow.
Whoa. Cali, man.
El Guapo.
Hey,
yeah.
Q. In the spot. No shot.
Perk head.
You know the vibes.
Big education. Bow.
Spot.
Bow. Hold on.
Love.
Big trip,
big trip.
I'm gonna love with a lit bitch.
Ayy,
crip shit.
Ayy,
she wanna suck on a lit dick.
Ayy, ayy, ayy.
Couple bitches I get lit with. Couple bitches I get lit with. I bitch spin. I give a fuck who you bit with.
Ayy, ayy, ayy.
Bow. They loving the style.
They loving the style.
Send me the Addy, I'm hunting them down. Send me the Addy, I'm hunting them down. Bow,
bow,
bow.
Bow,
bow, bow, bow,
bow.
Bitch, I'm on demon
time.
Straightforward, I don't need a line.
I don't.
I just wanna watch it this free time.
I did.
I bought it with me, I ain't leaving mine.
Bow,
bow. I bought it with me, I ain't leaving mine. Shoot it with me. I give a fuck if you coolin' with me.
You say you ain't PDK.
What?
What the fuck is you doing with me?
Hold on. Yeezys. I need the money, I'm greedy.
Hey.
Bitch, tell me that you need me.
Sorry, hey.
I don't like the way you treat me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Biggie. I'm giving numbers, Biggie.
Numbers, Biggie.
We met in person, now you believe me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Free souls are here, demon.
Hey.
Geeked up, geeked.
Hey.
We winning, we on defense.
Hey.
She let me fuck on the weekend.
Hey.
Show to your baddie.
Baddie.
She try to add me.
You cannot add me.
You cannot hide me.
No.
Little mommy, I'm married.
Little mommy, I'm married.
If you keep it singing, we can all be happy.
What?
You can pose a picture, but you better not tag me.
You better not tag me.
Look,
bitch.
Winning, looking for him, spinning.
Hey.
Demons with me, sinning.
Hey.
Bust it up. Walk away grinning,
cloud bow.
Winning, looking for him, spinning. Demons with me,
sinning.
Bust it up, walk away grinning.
Hey,
big drip. I fell in love with a lit bitch.
Hey,
crip shit.
Hey,
she wanna suck on a lit dick.
Hey, hey, hey.
Couple bitches I get lit with. Couple bitches I get lit with. I bitch spin. I give a fuck who you bit with.
Hey, hey, hey.
Bow. They loving the style.
They loving the style.
Send me the Addy, I'm hunting them down. Send me the Addy, I'm hunting them down.
Big wheel city shit. Bow, you see what's going on. 59, 50 guys, 50, got a PJD.
Don't fuck with
hey,
that.
What's up, y'all? Y'all now listening to Table Talk with Shell Can't Roam again. We're going to get back to it. That's right. So we're getting back to our subject about, you know, if women deserve the title to the Happy Father's Day, if they're truly, you know, a single mom or not. So we're going to keep it moving with that. So like I was saying earlier, you know, I am a true single mom because, you know, I don't get none of the child support or none of that. So I do identify myself as a single mom. But for those that, you know, y'all getting child support, the father is there. Even he's not paying, if he's there, you don't deserve the single mom title. You're not a single mom. You're a single woman. And that's a difference, boo. So, all right, Kay, I'm going to pass it on to you now.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, I guess we can't touch back on it just for those who are just tuning in. Basically, Shell, Rome, and myself, we pretty much all agree, you know, to the women that really are single mothers, Granted, I don't feel like you should be like, oh, it's Father's Day, I'm a dad. I don't feel like you should do that. But if that makes you feel better, I'm not mad at you because you have the right to be angry. So I get it. But the rest of y'all, like Shel said, if you're getting a check or the man there, even if it's just one of the other, really, you still kind of selfish from taking it home, but I can understand it. But if you're getting both, we don't want to hear that shit. You're not a single mother. Cut it out. Yeah, so next caller, because we lit on this Wednesday. Are you there, caller? Hello? You there, caller?
I just wanted to make a grand entrance. Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to make a grand entrance. I was trying to make a grand entrance.
Well, it didn't work.
What's up,
Grant? Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up and call right back. so we can make a grand entrance and do this up. No. You might not answer my call. But anyway, listen here. Truth be told. After my son came home from the hospital, right, I came over to his mom's house, and I said, listen, pack all his stuff. He's coming with me. She said, what? I said, pack all of his stuff. He's coming with me. She said, boy, you crazy. I said, you're absolutely right, but that's my son, and I need to raise my son. 13 years later, after every shot, every PTA meeting, A-plus student from kindergarten to graduation, every football game, basketball game, every pair of shoes, every game system, everything he ever wanted, he received. And I was a father every single day. Even now, I am very active in my son's life. He has his own kids today. He has his own career. He's doing very well for himself, and he still calls to ask for advice from Pop. He still comes out, and we do, you know, Father Sunday to this day. So let's not forget that there are active fathers out here who really take care of their children. And I have two children, and I'm actively involved in both of my children's life, all of my grandchildren's life. I'm at my two grandsons won championships 2 years in a row. This last year, their championship game was in Pennsylvania. Guess who was in Pennsylvania in the bleachers cheering on my two grandsons who went undefeated 2 years in a row? Guess who got pictures of every event and all of that? So let's please not forget that we're out here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're saying. That day, that title should not be taken from somebody like you just because you're not with their mom. That doesn't make her a single mom. That makes her a single woman with children.
Right.
Yes,
and we, because I think I heard you about to come into a question about her versus me. Me and her have a beautiful relationship. We decided years ago that the only thing that matters is our children. It's not about, you know, us in a relationship. She has a boyfriend. I dap him up when I see him and be like, brother, you still with this crazy woman? I don't know how you do it. Right. And I got nothing but love for the brother. I come to family engagements at my family's house and they might be there. And it is what it is. She is actually my oldest living friend to this day. She just hit me up the other day, baby daddy, let me hold $40. Right. We just have an excellent relationship. I have never spoken bad about her ever. Never. That's my kid's mom. I praise her for the fact that she gave me two children and four grandchildren. I love her as a person, period. We just learned that we can't deal with each other in the relationship, but she's my best friend to this day. And I honor her on her day, and she honors me on mine, and our children do the same on both days.
So let me ask you this. So the women that are doing that, that are taking the credit for fathers, what do you feel that they're selfish? What is your actual take on those type of women? Because there's a whole lot of them out here.
Well, I just believe I'm going to go all the way back to what Trinita said. Trinita's a woman. So why would she want to be recognized as a man and vice versa?
Correct.
Like, you don't hear men, you don't hear a single father, because there are plenty of those out there. You don't hear a single father wanting recognition on Mother's Day.
Right.
I've never heard of that before.
I've never asked for
recognition. It sounds stupid.
Yeah, that is. It's dumb. So that is selfish. Now, granted, I think Shell, when you go all the way back to the beginning of what Shell says, I give credit where credit is due. If you're doing for your and see, I don't even care, brother, if you come over and just bring them ice cream on Sundays and take them to the park and push them on the swings and spend time with them and let them know that you love them and you care for them and you try. Daddy ain't got a job right now, but I'm trying. And, you know, I got $3 here. You get $150, you get $150. Go buy yourself some ice cream. Kids, remember that. That means the world to a child. Right.
Yep.
So it ain't really about the money, but as long as you're doing something. But if you're doing absolutely nothing, you do not deserve, or you were a sperm donor, period.
Right.
The present is more important than the money.
Yep.
I wish I at least had the presence, the consistency.
Yeah.
You know,
that would make you feel better for the sake of your child and yourself.
Yeah, I don't even have that. Like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I understand mothers know this, but from a father who raised a son kind of on his own, and then I had moved away, so we were out of state. So he still had relationship with his mother, but every day I still had to be a father, had to cook, clean, and take care of him and things of that nature. And, of course, all parents would say that it wasn't easy. And I started off young. I was at 18 years old when I took my son. I ain't no shit about being no damn father. I'm running around trying to figure out how to make the damn milk and putting it on my thing and make sure it ain't burning. He up all night screaming. I was working a 10-hour job back then. My son is screaming at that, oh, please, would you just go to bed? I got to get up and go to work in the morning. Right? I went through hell. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I did it.
Right.
Right. And I always say in all of my life, I don't care about any other accomplishment. I don't need an accolade for any of it. I was a great dad. That's the most, other than that, I don't give a fuck if I never get an award for shit and nobody ever mentions my name for nothing. As long as those two children and those four grandchildren are happy with me, I could care less about how anybody else feels about me.
We agree.
So
I agree.
I just wanted to chime in. Great show, though. Great topic. Wrong, keep coming up with the good topics.
Don't he, though?
Not to say that my ladies don't, though. Not to say my ladies don't, but
you're super winning.
I'm just trying to win.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Well, keep on super winning. I'm sure y'all got other calls. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Yeah, y'all. And then on that side too, like he just said, there is plenty of great fathers out there. Shout out to y'all because as much as it might sound fucked up for me to say, I do feel like it is probably easier for a woman to be a single parent just because we have more patience.
Mm-hmm.
We're more emotionally attached, you know. So for a father to do that, that's super big. And y'all are definitely the dads that deserve a happy Father's Day because a lot of men, they can't handle that weight.
No,
you know,
no.
it's a lot of ways. And for you, could you imagine you being a single father, what life would be like for you?
Man, what, I've been a stay-at-home dad for a long time. So, you know, it gets very frustrating. It gets very frustrating. That's why, you know, I appreciate that the woman I'm with right now, you know, we are a team. We are a motherfucking team. You know, she see I get frustrated. Y'all get up here and leave y'all father alone. I see she get frustrated. Get the fuck out of her room. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
So nice
y'all come down here with me. You know what I'm saying? We are a fucking team. And she's still a great mom to my other kids, you know?
Right.
I had to do a bid one time, you know, quick little bid. I come home, my money fucked up. Who got Christmas out the way? Who got Christmas out the way for him? She did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, I didn't need no one to tell her happy Father's Day or none of that.
Right.
That's just all around what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just what we do. It's mothers out there that just know what the fuck to do. Straight up. And that's just what it is. And they don't need no acknowledgement.
Exactly, because they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, we got another caller. Let's get into them. Caller, are you there?
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, who are we speaking to?
It's Dr. Brittany.
Hi.
Daddy,
hey, Brittany. Thank you for calling in, girl.
Hey, girl. You're more than welcome. I had to say something. You know, if I had a baby daddy like Abraham, the world would be great.
But
I have to agree with you all. Do not wish me happy Father's Day. I've already had my day. You know, I would be less than a woman to try to be acknowledged on this man's day, you know. That being said, I have to say something. My older, I have two little girls, right? And I have always wanted to co-parent with my children's father. However, it was difficult to co-parent with him because he still had feelings. You know, everybody's like, well, yes, and it's ridiculous because people are like, well, y'all still love each other. Y'all just might as well get over it. I'm sorry. I refuse to go through hell and hot water with my children's father. I refuse to, excuse my French, get my ass beat. And still be with a man who say he loves me and say he want to be here with these kids, but he won't do right by them based off me not wanting to deal with him. Sorry, I'm breaking generational curses, period. You know. So
yeah.
I said all that to say this, you know, a lot of times women are bitter and they want to be acknowledged, and no disrespect to anybody, but they want to be acknowledged for being that father figure. And why? You know, you're a mother, you're doing what you're supposed
right.
to do, period, point blank. I mean, it is what it is. No, you're not a man. I mean, and if somebody disrespects you and say you got, excuse my French, a dick, you'd be ready to fight. True, false, right, or wrong.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Preach, Dr. Brittany.
But, you know, I also have to tell my daughter, my oldest daughter, because my youngest little girl, you know, she's special needs. My kid's father had tried to, he buys my children's love. You know, I tell Carson all the time, I don't deal with you when I want to deal with you. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
not making her choose sides. But if you're going to respect somebody and do what somebody said, it needs to be mama. Because at the end of the day, mama don't pick and choose when she can deal with you. Period, point.
Right.
Again, like I said, then sometimes
yes, girl.
You have these fathers who want to be in these children's lives, and the mother will keep the children away based on them wanting to be with the father or try to make it hard for them. I commend
girl.
Any man who...
Girl.
Oh,
girl. Girl, and then what kills me is when you're the mother that's making your baby father's life miserable because he doesn't want to be with you, but
mm-hmm.
then you're the same mother on social media on Father's Day, happy Father's Day to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is
mm-hmm.
the most selfish thing
selfish
that
up,
you
man.
Can
mm-hmm.
do. It's so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's so selfish, and it don't make no sense. And like you said, why should you, just in order to not be a quote-unquote single mother, why should you sacrifice staying with this man who's beating on you and
mm-hmm.
who's picking and choosing when he want to be good to you just so you ain't a single mother? You know, I'd rather be a single mother than live my life
right.
like that, because your children are also going to be a part of you suffering from that. They know
mm-hmm.
when mommy's feelings is hurt. They know when mommy done been smacked
right,
around.
Right, mommy is a
you
glue.
Know?
Mommy is a glue to the, normally to the whole situation. Like, seriously, like what she's touching on, I've been through that, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
fighting my, you know, my child's father and him, you know.
Physically attacking.
Yeah, like domestic, verbal, and physical violence. And I try to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, stick that shit out. But I feel where she's coming
mm-hmm.
from, like.
You would rather be a single mom.
I'd rather be, like, because
mm-hmm.
of my age, I'm over 30. Fuck, I got to start all over. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be
mm-hmm.
single all day fucking long. Than to ever deal with that shit ever.
Right.
Because at the
yes.
end of the day, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, my kids will
mm-hmm.
always be good.
Yep.
And that's how I look at
right.
it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I get, but just, like, it's not worth it and beating in the verbal abuse
mm-hmm.
and my kids in this fucking unstable environment.
Yep.
It's not fucking worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yep. Well,
and
we definitely
you got
you, Dr. Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Thank y'all so much. I just had to say that, you know, because sometimes family
no,
members
we,
will be like, well, at least he's doing this. At least he's doing that. It doesn't matter about him buying this at the end of the day. I want my children to know that their
right.
father loves them because my dad didn't love me, so I thought, you know. So
right.
it is what it is. So happy Father's Day to the men out there, and happy Mother's Day to you guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Right. Right.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Brittany. We appreciate you. That's some deep shit, and for the women that do sit there and take that just so that you don't look like a single mom to society, you gotta let that man go, because any man that is going to physically harm you in front of your children or allow your children to witness that is not. You should rather be a single parent,
yeah,
because one day. That one little hit you might not wake back up. And now you got a single father who wasn't shit to begin with left to take care of your kids.
And he's going to most likely treat the kids like shit.
Right.
Now,
going,
yeah, now the kids are in the system.
And now the
yeah.
kids are in the system
yeah.
because he wasn't there before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And take it from me, being a domestic violence survivor, like, I shut up a long time ago. But with my age and everything, my thing was embarrassment. I was embarrassed.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, so any lady, like I'm saying, like, I'm 37, is. Even not to say you 21, like, it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth, you know, like, dealing with that shit or my family don't think this. Fuck it. Like, just get out that shit because most likely it's not going to get no better.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you got to make sure you're the same for you and your children. And
yeah.
that's the most important thing. I had to make sure I was good for me and my kids. And now me and my kids are on the best space ever because we left the damn demon. That's what it is.
You got to shake them demons off.
Yeah.
You got to. If anybody else is holding to talk, remember to push one. We, you know, we're running thin on time, so we would like to get you in there if you're there. If not, it's okay. We appreciate everybody listening. I just feel like it is a selfish thing, and that was pretty much what the topic was. Was it okay or was it selfish? I feel like it's selfish. I have never experienced being a single mother, so I don't know your pain. I don't know your frustration, but everybody that's single with a kid is not a single mother, basically, to break that down. So y'all need to figure out something else to do on Father's Day besides taking a shine away from these fathers who are paying child support and who are there. They're just not with you. That's just my take. It seems like all of our callers are on the same page. And I was hoping to have that one person to call, like, I don't care. It's Happy Father's Day. We was ready, but it's okay. If you ain't making through, it's okay. You know, we got the Table Talk page as well, where y'all are more than welcome to comment on any of our topics. So that being said, Happy Father's Day to all the good fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the single fathers, especially. Yeah,
the real, what we call them, the MVP.
The MVP.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to go ahead and not be selfish and say Happy Father's Day to y'all women that like to be called men. Because y'all do.
If y'all get child support and he is there, even y'all not getting child, even y'all not getting child support, if he's there, y'all better not come on his goddamn page or the damn stuff saying Happy Father's Day. Girl, you're not. Okay, if he is there, and child, no, that's a good thing. Shout out to the stepdads.
Yes.
Because let me tell you something right now. Stepdads are women.
Yes, they are.
I feel like they've been there more than the
real dads, some of them.
But they came for school physicals.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? School shopping.
Yep.
So shout out to you guys.
Yes, because that's a big role.
Yeah, take on responsibility. Y'all don't have to.
Yep.
It's a village to raise a child.
It definitely does. And if you got that stepfather in your life, you know what I'm saying, be thankful for him because some of us on Father's Day, we don't have, me and Ron, we don't have our fathers. And I wish I could wish my father a happy Father's Day. And regardless if him and my mom ever worked out or she don't feel he was the best dad on Father's Day, it is Happy Father's Day to my father.
Straight
I'm
up.
Not going to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother because she's damn sure going to get appreciated on Mother's Day for everything that she has
she
done.
Is a mom.com.
And she is a mom.com because she got, it's five of us. You know what I mean? So if anybody do deserve a Happy Father's Day, it would be her. But even with her, literally in certain situations with some of her kids being a single parent, you heard her.
Yeah.
She ain't expecting nobody to say Happy Father's
That's
Day. Y'all that are doing that, y'all are selfish people. And y'all need to rename that shit to something else. Super Mom Day on Father's Day. Or something. You're not the daddy.
Super Woman Day. Bonus Mama Day.
Right.
But I don't expect that either. Like, my day is Mother's Day. I know what I bring to the table. I know what I do for my children.
Yep.
So I don't expect everything. Like, I see my petty side. I hate when people wish him that. Because
but that's understandable
that
because he's not deserving. Like if you're not a deserving dad, you're not a deserving dad.
But I'll let him get his little glory when I get my little detectives that tell me shit. Oh, yo, they see me screenshot. Oh, they miss him. Well, that nigga don't deserve that shit. But at the end of the day,
my little detective,
they come back and tell me something. Oh, they miss. I'm like, you know. But in the day, I know what Shell does for her children.
Yeah.
And Shell's children know what she does for them. So at the end of the day, I'm blessed, and my children are blessed, and I know what I need.
Because she's living that real single mother life.
I do everything from my son.
Yeah.
Everything down to, mommy, I want to fix these chicken nugget Happy Meal. Like, and them shits add up. They not a dollar no more. Those is $5 now. You got to think this a few times a week.
6 years old.
Hell yeah.
We ain't getting
right.
No more.
$5 add up. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right. Right. Especially when you're doing it for more than one child.
Yeah.
It's not a small price.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or you could just be like, look, daddy ain't pay his child support, so this week.
Because he learned how to save his money.
Oh, and that's good. Already. Without his father's help, look at that.
Yeah,
shout out to you.
He can hit Spider-Man and figure it out. Well, mommy, if you don't have it, I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So, so we about to be wrapping up. That hour flew right on by, y'all. But we appreciate everybody tuning in. And we definitely felt like this topic is going to bring some callers, and we love when y'all call in. So we're going to go ahead and pass the phone around because y'all know our new thing is that Winning Wednesday quote of the week. And my man's got the juice for y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know it. Well, today, motivational quote. Okay. Well, I like the music. But whole time, like I said, you know, the motivational quote today is just, it's more of, I just want people to push harder. And, you know, I just want everybody coming to that Thursday. Coming to that Freedom Friday,
yes.
You know, living good, feeling good. So today's quote today will be, work hard in silence and let success make the noise.
Amen.
Let the success, once again, make the motherfucking noise.
Yes.
Like I tell my girl, you know, we deal with the BS, with, you know, my baby mama drama and everything. And sometimes my girl want to go ahead and get on there and go the fuck off. But I tell her, no, go let success, you know, get her in her feelings. We're not going to sit here and just, you know, bash her or do any of that. What we're going to do is we're going to just keep continuing doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And our success is going to be everything. We move in silence, straight up. We move in silence. We don't got to say a motherfucking thing. Everybody know what I do for my kids. Everybody know what you do. And at the end of the day, we ain't knocking her. She do for her kids, too. But in another way that we kind of all don't agree with. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So with that being said, like I said, you work in silence. You work hard for it. And then when you do get big, fuck it.
Yes.
Make it rain on
yes.
these motherfuckers.
Make it rain
now it's time to make noise. Thunderstorm on these motherfuckers. Come through with that motherfucker charging with that hand. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's how that success come in. You know what I'm saying? So with that motivational quote, I want y'all to push straight up. Push every motherfucking day. Every day you get up and you blown, go in there and brush your teeth and look in the mirror and say, man, fuck it. I'm working hard today because I need this success to come now. Straight up.
And in addition to that quote, let me just remind y'all, support is big, but y'all haters, whether y'all think so or not, they just as important because you know what? Ain't nobody going to talk about you more than your haters. So guess what? Your name and whatever it is that you're doing is still going to be put out there for the next person to try to decide for themselves if they're going to hate you or they're going to support you.
The haters are your congratulations.
And the haters don't realize that they are your biggest fans.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you kill the haters with that success as well. Shit on their ass when it's all over. Because that's life.
Hell yeah.
That's how life goes. Correct?
Yes,
correct. He's too busy drinking his fireball. He didn't want y'all to know it was fireball, but we ain't make the liquor store because we had to go studio the table talk for y'all.
Yes, Lord.
So, you know, we got Shell with the apple bootlegger. We got Shell with the apple bootlegger, Ron with the fireball. I had a headache, so I'm you know. I'm drinking a caramel frappuccino, but we always lit because we win every Wednesday. We win every Wednesday regardless, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. We do keep on saying we're going to give these people a poll, but we just keep coming wrong, just keep hitting these great topics. So we may just squeeze that in for y'all. Stay tuned on the Table Talk page for that. We appreciate y'all.
All right, y'all. We're going to see y'all next week.
Yes.
Like I said, Cardi B.
Same time, same place, baby.
You know it. Hey, winning motherfucking Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Y'all
yes,
win.
Sir.
Winning motherfucking
this is a kid
Wednesday.
In the state snake. You know, we out here personally. For Table Talk with Shal and Kay on WPGR Network.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend.
Turned on my L's and my lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like, screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed
I'm
like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Lisa, Little Caesar Pizza, I be hot and ready. You a f***ing rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take care, hit the raise, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into L's.